Anyway, Mudgee Cup tomorrow, and remember as well, first and second in the Mudgee Cup will be eligible for next year's big dance as well. But he's got a huge hand there tomorrow. Of course, he spent so much of his life in Mudgee, but he's now based there at Scone, is Cameron Crockett. Cameron, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Great to have you on the show again. I guess, looking at your old town a month or so ago, gee, this meeting looked in jeopardy. It's just going to be great to be there tomorrow, considering what they've gone through to get the track ready.
Yeah, there was a few doubts about, but luckily enough, it cleared up. And they were expecting a little drop of rain this week, but it never came. So I think the track will be pretty firm and fast tomorrow. But we're coming into Australia in summertime, so if the rain does clear like it has, we're going to have a pretty firm, fast season, I think.
Now, is it for you going back to Mudgee always? I guess a bit of a range of emotions for you, but great to see a lot of people.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I grew up there pretty much my whole life. So all my best mates are there. And, like, obviously a few of them have moved about now as well. But all my good friends, all my best memories are there. Pretty much every memory I ever had with my dad was there. Funnily enough, when we moved to Scone, I sort of was always thinking, oh, well, it's only 2 hours away from Mudgee, but you get so busy, so I don't get back there very often anyway. But it's not that far. It's always a great day. Max and Colleen, obviously the club's underneath different leadership now, but I remember years and years ago when I was very young, I was mates with Max and Colleen's son, and we went to the races there, and there was one barbecue on a hill, and they've made it, built it up to what it is today. They're not sort of on the club anymore, unfortunately, but they've certainly deserved most of the accolades for what it is. We've had days there where you couldn't get in or out of the place. Growing up, going to the Mudgee Cup, it's been the club's grown immensely. It's incredible.
You've got a few live chances on the card there tomorrow. Any horse in particular do you think's got a real chance of winning?
I've got a horse going around called Indicative. He's only had two runs for us, actually. Last time I was on the Big Sports Breakfast here before Scone, he was having his first run for us, and he runs second in a 1300 maiden on Cup Day, the country-only maiden. I was just reading back through, actually 10 winners have come out of the race, so that was obviously a pretty smart maiden, and he went on and won a weaker kind of a race a couple of weeks later over 1400 at Gunnedah. I think he's a pretty good horse. I'm just trying to work out which way to go, the 1100 or the 1200. I accepted him both, and I think he drew similar in both and was definitely going to go to the 1200, which was always the plan. But he drew well in the 11, and it looks a bit of a weaker race. So we've got that decision coming. But he had a minor setback last prep. That's why we turned him out. If he sort of goes tomorrow, he'll be very hard to beat. But if he comes through it all right, I think he's got a very bright future.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on Indicative, whether it goes to race 4 or 5, the 11 or the 1200 tomorrow. And in the cup itself, it's probably unlikely to get a run, New World Tapestry. You've also got it in the 6th over the 1200 as well.
Yeah, he's a bit of a question mark for me. I don't know what to make of him. Like, if you were to watch his track work, the horse has definitely got a good amount of ability. We've got him there first up at Dubbo, and he ran third to a Magic Cerise, who's obviously a very good country galloper. So we thought we had him on track and heading the right way. Then he had a little setback and took him back to Armidale, and I just don't know what happened there. I've just put a line straight through it. I don't know whether he didn't handle the track or what happened. He just didn't show up. So not sure which way we're going there. But looking at his track work, I think the 1200, but he is an imported horse, so you think he might get further. I don't know. He's got pretty plain form since he arrived, to be fair, but he is going well. Obviously, it's a big dance qualifier, so it's pretty hard, but people have asked my opinion about the big dance, and I think we'll just go for it, really, because those country cups have always been hard to win at the best of times, particularly now, but it is what it is. I don't think he's good enough to shape up against those if he does get a run. So he'll probably go to the 1200 regardless, but I'd be disappointed if he didn't run well in the 1200, even though it probably is a touch short.
You've got Constant Flight in for Saturday at Rose Hill, and also in that 1200 metre sprint as well tomorrow. So what are you thinking there? I know it's got 63 kilos tomorrow, so what, likely to head to Rose Hill maybe?
No, I'll probably go to Mudgee, I think.
Okay.
Just like, I think he's about $60 or something in the market in Rose Hill. He's obviously in a benchmark 88, which is very solid form. Yeah. Kind of hoping to get a few runs under his belt and then a little bit of a let up and come back and have another go at the Tamworth Cup, where he ran second last year. He might need a touch further than the 1,200, but I think ability-wise, he's probably the best horse in the race. He's got an apprentice on, which gets him down to 61. Yeah. The race itself, I've won it a few times, and geez, I don't think it's quite the level this year as what it normally is. That's with full respect to all the horses in it. But there is a few that are coming through the grades and probably on their way to open company that'll be the hardest to beat, whereas normally it's a pretty solid field of horses that have been there and done that. That's probably what he's got up his sleeve. He's drawn off a little bit, but he's got incredible gate speed. He'll be the first out and he'll go straight across. So depending how the track's playing, that'll play into his hands. But he's in good order. His first run, a little bit questionable, but he'd had a long time off and the tracks are a bit patchy, and I don't think he likes it like that. I think back on top of the ground tomorrow, he'll improve a lot.
Okay, so it sounds like a good each-way bet at the price. Race 6, number 1, constant flight. But overall, it seems like indicative, whichever way it goes, that's your best chance by the sounds of it, Cameron.
Oh, 100%. But he's got 61.5, and in the 1,200, he's got a little bit of a wide draw. So I'm not saying he doesn't have a task ahead of him, and we've sort of got our sights set on a highway for him over 1,400 second up. So he is going to need a little bit further. But I just think he's just got a bit more than most country horses, and I'd be shocked if he gets the right run, which he looks to in the 1100. Although we're leaning towards the 1200 for the extra 100 metres, we might end up in the 1100. I think if he gets the right run and the right ride, I just, even with the 61.5, I just think he's got too much upside for the horses he's running against.
Appreciate your time as always, Cameron. Enjoy heading home.
No worries, guys. Thank you.